This week's parasha, Parashas Bahaloscha, begins with God instructing Moshe, Le'aber Hashem al Moshe Le'mor, Da'aber al Aaron, speak to Aaron your brother, and tell him about the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. And then right after, as we see in Pasuk Gimel, Vayas Kein Aaron, and Aaron listened to what Moshe commanded, what God commanded, and he kindled the menorah for the first time. So Rashi quotes the Sifri in Pasuk Gimel, Vayas Kein Aaron, that Aaron did like God and Moshe commanded. Vahagid Shifcho Shel Aaron. This is coming to give praise to Aaron. What kind of praise? Shelo Shinach. Tremendous praise to Aaron. He didn't change anything that was commanded. He did exactly the way he was told. And therefore the Torah goes out of its way, Vayas Kein Aaron, to give him credit. That's the free, Rashi quotes. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered by what is Rashi, what is the Sifri getting at? Like, you're saying such a novel thing, like Aaron did something great, what was the big deal? When someone tells you to do something, when your parents tell you to do something, you listen. God tells you to do something, you listen. Your Rebbe tells you to do, like, wow, you know what, I can't believe it, it's amazing. Aaron is amazing. He actually listened to what Moshe and God told him to do. So what exactly, obviously, this Sifri is telling me something more here. So what exactly is the lesson here? Lahagid Shifcho Shel Aaron Shelo Shina. The greatness of Aaron that he didn't change. So we'll discuss different Mefarshim, different Achronim on the topic. They quote in the name of the Rivos Ephraim, Rev Greenblatt, the one from Memphis. And he says, what's pshat in the Sifri, that it was a tremendous accomplishment. It was a tremendous feat that he did. So he explains, you have to understand it in a different context. We know the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and we know that Aaron was famous for. He was an Ohev Shalom. He loved Shalom. He was a Rodev Shalom. He ran after peace, and he brought people closer to Torah. So in other words, he basically was, like today, many people are exclusively work as in the field of Kirov, of bringing non-observant Jews back to the fold, or even some semi-observant Jews more, but they're in the field of Kirov, their Kirov professional, so to speak. So that's what Aaron basically used to do. He used to go and Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, he went and he brought people closer to God. And one of the dangers in Kirov and this type of profession, among other things, is that sometimes people, in an effort to attain the long-term goal of attracting the Jews who are an observant, and of course one has to make Judaism look enjoyable and try to bring people in, but at the same time one has to be careful not to compromise on the values. And therefore, on the contrary, one, despite the pressures we have, one has to go ahead and bring people in, at the same time be true to your own standards. And that's the greatness. Shelo Shina, he was able to keep his traditional standards. He was uncompromising in his standards, and that's the greatness. Like we find similarly how Rav Yitzchak Elchanan writes in the beginning of the Pasuk in Parashat Emor, Emor al kohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleihem l'nefesh lo yita b'yamav. So what's the pshat in the Pasuk? So we know, as he also says, Aaron was an Ohev Shalom, a Rodev Shalom. So we know unity, peace, harmony has a tremendous value. And it's one of the top values in Judaism. Shalom Bayis, peace of household, harmony. We know what a tremendous principle it is. The Gemara tells us that You buy Shabbos candles over Hanukkah candles or wine for Kiddush, because Shabbos candles has the value of Shalom Bayit. And as well, the Ramban writes, we even permit you to destroy God's name. And we do a nes, we do a miracle in the midst of a mitzvah. Something we never do is because the tremendous mitzvah of Shalom Bayit. So we know making Shalom is a tremendous thing. Excuse me. Making Shalom is a tremendous thing. So therefore, he's saying, Amoro Kohanim and Aaron, he's speaking to the Kohanim, the leaders of the Jewish people, the sons of Aaron, or Olev Shalom, Rodeh Shalom. How far does peace go? How far does harmony go? L'nefesh lo yitama v'yamav. As long as you don't become defiled making Shalom, then you're okay. Like the Gemara tells us in Machoros that there was a reed of, there was a certain wide reed they were trying to bring into a house. The reed was 6 foot wide and the door was only 4 feet wide. So the Gemara gives an example. Somebody, you try to push the reeds through the door, that's an example where you're causing more harm than good. If you're knocking down the edifice, that it's the structure that the building stands on, there'll be nothing left. So if you're knocking down the edifice of Judaism, if you're compromising too much, you'll be left with nothing. As one example I read in one of the books, he gave an example like with chess. That let's say someone decides, you know what, I'm going to start moving a rook like a bishop, a pawn like a queen, a king like a rook, etc. So it might be a very interesting game, but it's no longer chess. So too, if you make too many changes, you change the fundamentals, it's no longer Judaism. So that's what the greatness of Aaron Shagoshina, that not only was he tremendous in bringing people closer to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism, but Shagoshina, he did it without compromising his own principles. He still kept his tremendous standards. That's how some explain the greatness of Aaron. There's a famous Svas Emes, one of the Hasidic Rebbe's, the Gera Rebbe, others, he points out that he wants to give a different shot. What do you mean the greatness of Aaron Shaloshina? That we all know, we've experienced in our own life, and it's common sense in Seicho, that we know human beings we do things by row, we do things by heart without thinking about it. But like all things, kohas kolas koshas. When we begin something, it might be more difficult, but it's special. The first time, whether we're starting a new notebook, we're starting a new computer, any example you want to give, when something's new and fresh, there's a certain excitement. You're starting a new semester, the new term, you're starting Daf Yomi in Brachas coming up soon. Whatever excites you, whatever the beginning, so beginnings are always, people get excited easy. It's a natural thing. However, the greatness, but human instinct is after a while, when you get used to it, you're not so excited, you go through the motions. So the greatness of Aaron is V'hagid Shivko Sha'aron Shagoshina, the same way he performed the lighting of the candles the first time, he did at the second, third, fourth, 100, every time he did it for the rest of his life, he was able to retain that level. Like I tell future bar mitzvah boys, people that come to shul about a month before and start putting on tefillin, you see they're all excited about it, they take out the new tefillin, put it on for the first time, and I tell them, my blessing is to you, the same excitement you had today on putting on tefillin, that's the same excitement you should have the rest of your life. Every day should be have a chadasha. We're not all on the level of Aaron, but we at least, that's something we should strive for. And that's the pshat Rav Nissen Alperin explained once. We read in the beginning of Bahar the mitzvah Shemitah. So of course the famous Rashi, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitel Har Sinai. What's the connection with Shemitah and Har Sinai? So Rashi quotes the Torah's Kohanim, that just like by the mitzvah of Shemitah, both the kolam and the pratim, the general and the particular rules were given in Har Sinai. So too by the whole Torah, all the general and particular rules were given in Har Sinai. So the kash is, why use Shemitah as an example? You could use many other mitzvahs. Why pick on Shemitah? And the answer is because, Albert explained, because same thing, when mitzvahs we do all the time, we get used to, it becomes stale. Mitzvahs we do once in a while, the more, even though we have a principle, tadeh v'sheino tadeh tadeh kodem, the one we do more often takes precedence and it has more importance, but in terms of easier to do, something that comes up once in a while, we get excited easy. So Shemitah comes once every 7 years. Holy farmers might not be very excited about it, but the concept, the principle is, a mitzvah that comes once every 7 years, you're pretty excited about it. So too, that same eslavas, the excitement you have by the mitzvah Shemitah, that's the excitement you should have by the mitzvah, by all mitzvahs. That's why Shemitah was singled out. So why was Halakas Deiris singled out? Aaron did it by all mitzvahs. And that's what they point out, because that's what, it's Halakas HaNeiris, it's the fire. The fire of enthusiasm, of the excitement. So therefore, the Torah taught the example by the Halakas HaNeiris. And a third explanation from also among the some Chassidus HaRabbeim, that focuses on a different aspect, that we know, even though Moshe was the Anav Mikol Adam, that Moshe was known as the humblest of all people, nevertheless, Aaron also was very humble as well, and he showed a lot of humility. And therefore, what's the Gahagid Shivcho Shel Aaron Shloshina? What's the greatness of Aaron, that Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol, and he used to light the candles all the time. He lit the menorah. He had the privilege of lighting the menorah. He had the privilege of being the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, people gave him a lot of kavod, a lot of honor. It was a very prominent position. So that's Lahagid Shivcho Shaloshina, that it was the same Aaron that even before he became Kohen Gadol, before he lit the candle, before he took on all his prominent position, it was the same Aaron as before. He didn't let his success get to his head and think like then become a little haughty. But the greatness of Aaron is Shaloshina, even though it was a tremendous position, he still kept his anivis and he maintained his pleasant character, Ohevet HaShalom, Urodevet HaShalom. And therefore, that's why a great tester was for Aaron, because the greater you are, the more difficult it is to be an Anav. So therefore, the greatness of Aaron, he was able to keep his aniva. So we have different explanations in terms of what was the greatness of Aaron. Bahagid Shivkosh Aaron Shagoshina, either to tell us he kept the same stance, even though he was involved in Kiruv and getting other people, non-observant Jews or people to get closer to Torah, nevertheless, he still was able to keep his own standards up to par. Or others say, no, it's referring to Aaron himself, not his standards, but his own performance of mitzvahs, that the same excitement he had the first time he lit the candles, that he had for all mitzvahs, and not only the first time, but the second, fifth, and tenth, and that's the concept of Alba explained by Shemitah as well. And we have the third approach, is showing the humility of Aaron, the greatness of Aaron HaKohen, even though he became so great. And for the people as we see around, we don't have to look too far, people in positions of power get to a head and start believing in themselves, but not the greatness, Chagid Shivko Sha'aron, Shaloshina.